Well, I got involved on October 15th, the day they had the big rally. But the as far as the new encampment goes, we got that. I think officially we signed it on Thanksgiving or the day before Thanksgiving. And then we started putting stuff there the next day. So we've only had things at that location for a short period of time.
Okay. What's the scene like out there? I haven't been over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's awesome. I mean, it's definitely, you know, we have a ton of stuff there. I mean, we've got one big tent set up right now that serves as like a kitchen. We have another giant tent that's like our library. We've got, I forget the exact number, but something like 150 books in our library that have all been donated to us. And then we've just got, you know, more room to put up larger tents where we're going to have like a first aid tent and just stuff like that.
What sort of books are in the library?
All sorts of stuff. I mean, right now we have two really long shelves. The whole bottom shelf is all nonfiction. The whole top shelf is all fiction. But we have, you know, of course, like political books and things like that. But we've got, I mean, everything.
Wow, that's interesting. So, and you seem to be on pretty good terms with the owner of the property as well, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you guys are paying that $400 a month, I guess, to be there?
Well, we're not. The land was donated to us. There's somebody who's renting it, and they're letting us use it.
I see. Okay, gotcha. Have you been out there every night?
All but one, yeah.
How many people would you say are over there?
It varies. It's actually kind of strange because during the day when you would expect a lot of people to be there, there's actually less. At night is when we're busiest there because, you know, everyone gets off work and after we have our general assembly and things like that, everyone comes over there because it's, you know, a more permanent place for us to be.
Okay.
So, but it varies throughout the day.
So what would you estimate the number of people sleeping there at night would be?
15 to 20.
15 to 20. Okay. Why are you doing it? Why are you staying out there?
Well, I mean, that's part of what occupying is. The point of being out and having an encampment is that we're constantly visible and we're constantly in the public eye. You know, you can't ignore something like that. And, you know, making a point, you know, when you have a protest, essentially, it makes the news maybe for a day and then it kind of goes away. And when you occupy, that's kind of captured, you know, the nation's eye, so to speak. And we've been out there every single day and we've been in the news almost every single day. And, you know, Occupy Wall Street certainly has been every day. So the fact that we're there 24 hours a day is making a point and people are recognizing that, you know, we're serious about this. And it's not something that we're just going to let go away.
I've seen or heard criticisms of your movement. Most often the criticism is that you guys don't have a cohesive message. What would you say to that?
Well, again, it's a people's movement. It's not the movement of any one person, and that's part of the point of not having any leaders in our group. You know, everyone has...
Hey, Kurt? You're
a very difficult thing to do.
Hey, Kurt, you're breaking up a little bit. Is your hand over the phone or anything like that?
No, I'm just driving.
Oh, okay, you're driving. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, well, what are the goals, do you think, of the movement?
I mean, it's, like I said, it's different for every person. But for me personally, I'm out there because, you know, there's essentially a small group of people in this country who have exorbitant amounts of money. And they're basically controlling all of our politicians. They're donating unlimited, not literally unlimited, but they have the potential to donate unlimited amounts of money to campaigns and buy out politicians and say, you know, well, I'll donate you this money and, you know, do this favor for me in return. And the fact is they're silencing all of the average Americans who can't do things like that. And, you know, people say, you know, we should go out and vote. Well, we do go out and vote. But when you're voting to a bought out Congress, it doesn't really make much difference who you're voting for.
Okay, gotcha. Could you tell me a bit about yourself, what you do?
Well, I'm 20 years old right now. I'm not in college. I went to Western Carolina for a year, and then I ran out of money. So I came back home. I moved back in with my parents for a while, but now I live on my own. And right now I'm basically just waiting tables, saving up money to go back to college.
What is it What is it that makes you angry about? You've just described the influence of money in politics. What would you like to see changed, I guess? What would you like to see Congress doing that they're not doing?
Well, right now, anybody can donate as much money and that they want to politicians. And that in and of itself is kind of tearing things apart. And then you have, you know, where corporations are defined as people. And if corporations are defined as people, they can effectively do whatever they want. And then you have, I mean, it also goes into, you know, banking as well. Banking's, for a long time, there was a separation between investment banking and, you know, all the different other types of banks. And when they got rid of Glass-Steagall, you know, that eliminated that divide. And now banks are, I mean, they're not unregulated, but the regulations have become so thin that they can do, you know, pretty much whatever they want. And when you have uncontrolled money in mass quantities flying all over the place, that causes a lot of problems. So I think that, you know, we need to have a lot more regulation and as far as what's going on with that. You know, you can't have politicians taking an infinite amount of money from whoever they want to influence their campaigns, and you can't have those same politicians, you know, committing insider trading on the things that they're voting on in Congress that they already know are going to fail. I mean, there was, what was the specific issue? I forget exactly what year it was, but a few years ago, there was all of this defense stuff going on through Congress, and they were talking about defense spending and things like that. And Congress was acting like, you know, they didn't want to up the amount of soldiers we had over in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they didn't want to up the amount of, you know, war materials we were producing. But at the same time, they were planning on doing that. They were buying defense stocks, and as soon as they passed all of their stuff, stocks go up, more things are being produced, and then they sell everything out and they make millions of dollars. That's ridiculous.
So a lot of people, I guess, identify this movement with liberals, Democrats, maybe even. What would you say? How do you lean politically? Of course, you don't have to answer that if you don't want to.
Well, I'm different than most people because you're right. You know, even though we are a nonpartisan group, there are, it seems like, a larger portion of people who are there lean left or are moderates or independents. I'm one of the few people that associates myself with the Republican Party that's actually been out there. So that's my stance. I'm more of a moderate Republican.
I see. So did you vote for McCain and everything?
I didn't. I was 17 at the last election.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Do you see yourself supporting a Republican maybe in the next election?
It depends if they get their shit together.
So do you think that Obama has been failing the country?
Yeah, I do. I think he came into office and promised an awful lot of things and then, you know, never delivered.
And what about the rest of Congress? I know they're massively unpopular right now, of course.
Yeah. But I think it's not really, you know, just Obama. The government right now isn't functioning the way it should. Our government's not really doing anything. They're, you know, arguing about everything and saying they're going to do this and saying they're going to do that, and then nothing ever comes of anything. And then all they do is play the blame game and point fingers at each other, and then nothing ever happens. You know, right now, I mean, like I said, I align myself more with the Republican Party, but the fact of the matter is right now, the Republican Party seems hell-bent on, you know, breaking apart everything, and then that their stance is, you know, let's get everything completely unregulated and blow up the country. I mean, I know they're not saying that, but that's what's going to happen if they end up doing what they want to do. And then you have the Democratic Party right now who's saying, well, let's just not do anything. And they're not taking any stance, and the Republican Party's taking a stance, although it's not really a great one, but that working in, you know, those two parties taking the stances that they are, it's not getting anything done. You have one trying to do something bad and one trying to do nothing and saying, look at what the other guys are doing. It's their fault. Everything's the way it is. And really nobody's making any progress towards anything.